Blog Talk Radio.
good evening, everyone. I'm so excited about Blog Talk tonight. We have a youth minister for us on tonight who is excited about bringing God's word forth. He said he's coming from 2 Chronicles, 7th chapter, verses 12 through 15. So please get your books, get your Bibles, get your pencils and pads so you can write down any key scriptures, any key statements, anything that you need, because this man of God is excited about what he's going to bring forth, because he's excited about what God is doing in his life. He wants you all to be excited for him because he's bringing forth the word of God. He's giving life. He's speaking life. And he wants you to grab a hold to life, because we know the word of God is love and it is life. So at this time, I'm going to tell you who I am. I am Minister Sylvia Kaiser, and we are on Iron Sharpening Iron, Smile 3E Radio Ministries. We are also Facebook Live with our very own family member, as well as this man of God, Minister Lawrence Seabury, all the way from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It may not seem far, but it is, because in this time of corona, we're not freely able to move around as much as we want to. But if you got your mask on, take it off if you're in the house. But if you're someplace where you need to put your mask on, get ready, because God has a word for you. This man of God is excited. You all, please give him a warm welcome. Mute your phones if you're not talking, because we don't want anything to distract what the man of God is doing on tonight. We don't want anything in the background to get in the way to try to block what the man of God is talking about tonight. If you are not a friend of his, but you also want to look at it on Facebook, go to Lawrence Seabury Facebook page, and you will see him on the air at this time. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give it to the man of God, because he told me he had someone to pray for him. Margo, Minister Margo says she don't hear anything. Minister Margo, do you hear? You don't hear anything from Lawrence. Minister Seabury, could you please say something, because Minister Margo says she don't hear anything from you. I'm handing it over to you right now so that you will allow God to use you. So go ahead, man of God, it's in your hands.
Okay. Bishop Tolliver, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify your name, we lift your name high. You alone are worthy of all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Lord, tonight we thank you for this another opportunity to go before your throne. And God, we come, God, with empty pitchers before a full fountain, asking to be filled on tonight. God, send your word tonight. Send a rhema word. Send a right now word. We need your word. We need your help, Lord. And your word says to look toward the hills from which cometh our help. Yeah. All of our help comes from the Lord. So, Lord, we trust you. We believe you. Send your word tonight. Somebody needs a word for their family. Somebody needs a word for their children, for their wives, for their husbands, for their marriage, for their relationships, God, for
yes,
their community.
God.
God, we need a word tonight in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes,
send
God.
Your word. Bless your people, God. Give us an ear to hear what
yes,
the Spirit
God.
Has to say to the church in the mighty name of Jesus. Bind the devil now. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. We bind every attack, every hindrance,
yes,
every,
right
every
now, the name
distraction
of
right now in the name
yes,
of Jesus.
God.
And we declare victory in the
yes,
name
God.
Of Jesus. Victory in every
yes.
area of our life. And by
yes,
faith,
God.
It's done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, my bishop. All right, sir. Yes, yes, yes. Thank God for the great man of God. Bishop Tolliver, Bishop Gregory Tolliver, the great anointed man of God. Amen, amen. Amen. I just thank God for just being in the midst on tonight. Thank God for you, you, and you. I just thank God for my cousin, Sylvia Kaiser. I just thank God for just putting me in her spirit. Amen. For just calling me and just getting in contact for giving me an opportunity. Amen. I just thank God for my other cousin, Apostle Kaiser. I just thank God for her. Give her some hearts. Amen. Amen. Let's give her some hearts. Amen. I just thank God for the family. Amen. For God just putting it in their hearts to give. For God putting it in their hearts to have this opportunity to come into this place. Amen. Amen. We just thank God for just everything that he's doing. All right, Mr. Ellis, I thank God for you. Amen. My God. Amen. Thank God for Pastor Seabury, my mother. Amen. Just thank God for just everyone that's tuning in. I just want God to just bless each and every one of you from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Amen. I just thank God. I just want God to just do what he got to do for you. Amen. Okay, now let's just go to the word. Amen. Let's go to the word. Now, this is, I'm coming from 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. Amen. And it reads, amen, because this is God talking to Solomon. Amen. And it says, and the Lord appeared to Solomon. The Lord appeared to Solomon, amen, by night and said unto him, appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, okay, now I did this. So I have by night and said unto him, oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Well, I'm going to paraphrase this. It said, God came to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer, and I have chosen thy place in, I have chosen the place in thy house, in the sacrifice. So God is saying that he has chosen Solomon's place to come and to preach and to heal and to do what he would ask him to do, because we know Solomon is a man of wisdom. We know Solomon is a man of wisdom because he has God for wisdom, and we know that he was rich. Amen. So just read when you get time of Second Chronicles. And I'm going to read the 14th verse when it says, and if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, he said, and I will hear you, and I will come in and heal the land. So God is saying, if my people, he said, if you belong to God and you know God, he said he will come in and heal the land. He said he will heal you. He will heal the earth. He said we got to be humble. He got to come to him humble and then pray. He said you got to come to me humble and then pray. So you can't just come to him boldly. Well, you have to come to him boldly. But you got to come to him humble. And he said we got to pray. Then he said we pray. Then he said he'll turn. Then we got to do some turning from our wicked ways. Because right now God is listening, but he waits for us to come on and make an assumption. He waits for us to come on and do what we have to do. Because we got to know it's about God. Because this corona thing didn't come by half, but didn't come by not, didn't just come. It had to be a process. So now God is sitting back waiting for his people to come on and pray. Because Because how many of you know prayer changes things? We study us just fighting against each other, study us just bickering one another and just sitting back, just let the devil do what he has to do. That's why he said he's walking to and fro, seeking he whom he may devour. That's why he thinks he's winning the battle. But God is saying no in Second Corinthians. He said, it's my people. If you're called by God and if you're God's child, you have to do what he says. That's why he said we have to turn. We got to listen to what God wants us to do. We got to pray. Because prayer is the key. Amen. And he said faith will unlock the doors. So when we pray, we got to have faith. Because faith without works is dead. How many of you know that? Give me some hearts. If you know that faith without works is dead. So what he's saying in here is we have to come on and do some praying. We have to back off some plates. We have to back off the plates. We have to back off what God is saying because God is calling his people. That's why he said in 2 Corinthians, we know this already. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, if you called by his name, you will listen. Amen. I had a little distraction. But he said, if my people, which are called by my name, if you called by God, and he said, you got to humble thyself, and we got to do some turning. If you got somebody next to you, say, give me a little room. I got to do some turning. I got to turn and just do what God says do. Because we know that God is calling us. And the title of this is Wake Up. God is telling us to wake up. His people, wake up. Take your eyes off of what's going on and put your eyes on me. Put your eyes on me. I know it's a lot of stuff going wrong. I know this corona thing is going on. But call on me. I am here. He said, call on me in a time of trouble. How many of you know this is a troublous time? This is the time for jobs that people are losing. Schools, kids can't go to school, and Satan think he winning. Because if he can get your mind, hey, I heard everything else will follow. Well, we got to know. Now, if I can subtitle this, it'll be God is calling. God is calling us, people. He is calling his people. This ain't new. They say there's nothing new under the sun. So this is not new, what God is saying. This is all in this word. His people know everything that's going on now. His people know that everything is going on now. Everything that's going on now has already been said and already been said. Because his disciples asked him, How would we know that you're coming back, brother? How would we know you're coming back? He said there will be signs. We're looking at the protesters. We're looking at what protesters are doing. But what are we doing as the people of God? What are we doing? While they marching and doing that, we should be praying. We should be doing the praying. We should be doing a lot of prayer because prayer is the key. We got to pray for them. He said, pray for one another. We got to keep constantly pray. Just like when he said, when God was talking to Solomon, he came to him by night. Hey, just like when he came to Nicodemus by night. When God comes to you at night, that's the best time. Because we know when we're quiet, he comes to you at night because night is quiet time. Hey, cousin, good to see you, Pastor Troy. But we got to come. He said he comes to you by night. Amen. He said, "I come to him by night," because how many of you know night is the best time when God do His work? Just like we say that, "I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep." That's at nighttime. Because they had a song said, "Freaks come out at night." Bishop Tolliver, hold on. But no, he ain't really talking about that. He said, God comes out at night. God brings things and brings things to night because He's there. Because when you're sleeping and slumbering, God is always awake. God is always woke. God is always woke. He's just always there. That's why He said, "Call upon me, people." I'm standing there and y'all just following everything else. You're calling on your congressman. You're calling on the president. You're calling on people. And study calling on me. He said, "I'm here, people. If you come on and talk to me, I'm the problem solver. I know you're trying to call your big brother when there's a fight. I know you're trying to call your big brother, your uncles, when there's a fight. But this is a fight that God said you call on me. This is a fixed fight that He said you call on me." Amen. Let me calm down, Pastor Troy. Let me calm down. He said, "You can't do this by yourself." Because we know God can do His best work at night. So I believe that's when God really moves in His quiet time at night. So if you want God to talk to you, get in your quiet place at night. Call upon Him at night. Don't just talk to Him and then walk away, because you need Him to talk to you back. Because when you talk to Him, He's going to do what He has to do. Just like this songwriter, I heard the song said, "We need God to stay with me." It's a song by Jacqueline Carr. Pastor Troy, I know you done heard it millions of times. Lisa Phillips, oh, Lord, I thank God for you. We just need God to just, when you get a chance, I know you heard that song before, but just listen to it in your quiet time at night. We need God to stay with us, amen? We need God to stay with us. Say, "God, this is the time we need you to stay with me. I need you to stay with me." So the Lord is saying, "I have chosen you, and I have chosen your house to be in. I have chosen your house to be in. And if you want me to abide there, say, 'Lord, stay in my house.'" Type that, say, "Lord, stay in my house and here long as you want. Long as you want. Stay as long as you want. Because, Lord, you're not company. You're not company. That don't mean you have to go. I just want you to stay here." Amen. We all know what's going on in this world when this corona, and they call it Corona 19, because I heard someone say on the news, if you got it before, they say you can get it again. But that's okay. We can plead the blood over our bodies. We can do what God has instructed our bishop, Bishop Burt, to drink a cup of blessed oil of day in Jesus' name. Because we heard that God saying, and Bishop Tolliver said it many times, this shall pass. This too shall pass. It's only going on for a season. God is trying to get our attention for us to come on to Him. Come on to Him. Don't look at the situation. Look at the problem solver. I'm going to say it again. Don't look at the situation. Look at the problem solver. Amen. Just like that one movie. I forgot the name of that movie. When he just say, "I'm the problem solver." Okay, that's enough of that. But we just have to continue to just focus on God. We have to continue to focus on God. I lost my notes, but hey, that's all right. That's all right, but we just got to know that God is calling in this time. We got to know that God is calling in this time, because we got to know that God is the reason, the God Christmas, for this season. He's here. God is here. And we just need God to abide in our house, to abide in the situation, to abide on the earth. Like he said, we have to turn, and we have to give God this situation. We have to continue to pray. We have to come together as his people. We have to come together as his people, not be separate. We have to come together as his people, and we have to pray. We have to turn from our wicked ways. If we all have wicked ways, we have to say, Lord, take it out, because it's time for me to pray. It's time for me to talk to you. It's time for us to strengthen and come to you. He said, if one will put 1,000 to flight, two put 10,000. Now, what you about to think about 4 and 5 and 6? If we just come all together, if we just come all together and just do what God says do. And I'm going to say this right here, because we have to be like Ephesians 6 and 11. We have to put on the whole armor of God. We can't just put on half of it. He said put on the whole armor of God. So we will stand, against the evils of the time. So we just have to put on the whole armor. We can't just put on some of it, because how many of you know you'll get hit in certain areas if you put on certain. If you forget your helmet, you get hit in your head. If you get hit, okay, now this is faith. This is it. So Ephesians 6 and 11 says, put on the whole armor of God. The first one is a belt of truth. We got to put on that belt to hold your pants up. To hold it up, we got to put on that belt. The second one is the breastplate of righteousness. We got to put on that breastplate of righteousness. Amen. He said, put on third one. He said, we have to show. We have to put on the shoes with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Calm down, Lawrence. The breastplate of righteousness. Yeah, we got to put on that. The shoes of preparation of the gospel. We got to put on four. We got the shield of faith. We need the shield of faith. Amen. So we got to put on that shield of faith. And we got to put on number five. We got to put a helmet of salvation. And number six, we got to put the sword. We got to get the sword of the Spirit. And number seven, going back to what we all talking about, is prayer. He saved the best for last. It's prayer. Prayer is the key, people of God. We got to have, he said, much prayer, much power. Thank you, Bishop Tolliver. Much prayer, much power. Less prayer, less power. Ephesians 6:11. We got to keep on, we got to put it on, people of God. Because Satan is not playing. He tried to come with everything. He using the policemen. He using the police. He using anybody and anything he can, because he know his time is short. He know his time is about to be up. So he trying to do anything he can to try to keep his foot on the people of God's neck, to try to keep us discouraged, to try to keep us discombobulated. But hey, how many of you know if we pray, we'll stay. If we pray, we'll stay. And he said, we'll fast, we'll last. But we got to use all of the things. We got to put it on. We got to put on every last one of them, of the armor of God. We got to put them all on, people of God, because we know that it's time out for playing. It's time out for praying. So we just got to continue to do and continue to move when God says move, and continue to live when God says live. Because we know that we all will come back into the house of God soon and very soon. And right now, this is the house of God where you at. Because we need the house of God, but we have to have our own house of God. That's us. and in the, our homes where God can abide. Because we know that God is going to abide in each and every one of our houses right now. That's why he says, I want to come and stay. I want to stay in your house. That's why he told Solomon, I'm going to come and stay in your house. Because he came and visited Solomon. He came to Solomon. And Solomon is the wise and he rich. So he could have said, I don't need God. I don't need God because I have the money. I don't need to, but money is not everything. God is everything. Because without him, there's nothing. Without him, we can't do anything. So we got to just continue to trust God, continue to love God, and continue to pray, at least for one another. At least, I got a question to ask. If you need someone to, just call someone tonight, if God put you in your heart, just to pray with them. Just to pray with them. Because you never know who needs prayer. Whoever going through, someone is going through and someone needs prayer. Someone needs to hear a word from you on prayer. Amen. Someone needs to hear a prayer from you. If you just got to call and say, God bless you. If you just got to say, God loves you. That's a prayer. If you just say, Jesus well, that's a prayer. Just call and just say, I'm thinking about you. Just say something to encourage the people because we all need prayer. Amen? Because we just know that God is looking for us to come to him. God don't want to hear his people saying, I'm trying. God wants to hear you say, we can make it. God don't want to hear you say, I don't know. God will hear you say, I know. Amen. That's why he said, my people, which are called by my name, God is calling us, and he wants to hear you call him because he's standing there. Hey, and how many of you know that God is real? Because God is still on the throne. God is still on the throne, people of God. And we just know that God can. And I just hear God saying, I'm still God. I'm still God. In spite of, I'm still God. In spite of what you're looking for, in spite of what's going on, he said, I'm still God. I'm still God. Type that and say, I'm still God. Because no matter what's going on, he said, I'm still God. No matter what's going on in your life, no matter what's going on in your circumstances, in your household, he said, I'm still God. I'm still God. I'm still God. No matter how you look at what's going on, no matter how you look at this corona thing, I'm still God. He said, I'm still God. Oh, yes, God. He said, I'm still God. No matter what's going on in your finances, no matter what's going on with your children, no matter what's going on with your household, your family, your wife, your whatever's going on, he said, I'm still God. I'm still here. I'm still here. Come and talk to me. I'm still here. I'm still God. In whatever situation. In spite of how I look, I'm still God. When you lift your hands, I'm still God. I'm still God. I'm still God. Whew, I'm still God. That's all he's saying, I'm still God. when everything things seem going wrong, when your friends walk out on you, when your situation seems to get ugly and bad, he said, I'm still God. Hey, I'm still God. I'm still God. Whenever you're going through, whenever you're looking around and you need God, remember what he's saying. I'm still God. Whatever you need, I'm still God. Whatever situation is going on, and we know what's going on, he said, I'm still God. Continue to hold on, people of God. Continue to love one another. Continue to trust God. And continue to remember that God is who he says he is. Remember, he's still on the throne. And if we are, I know we are his people. We got to hold on. We just got to trust God and pray. And just turn. And if this helps someone, I pray that it did. We just believe in God. And just continue to just say, he's still God. That's all I'm keep hearing him saying. I'm still God. No matter how jobs look, no matter the money gets funny, no matter who walks out on you, no matter if you're in the hospital, no matter if you got to go to a jailhouse, go to court, he said, I'm still God. Hold on to me. I'm still God. People of God, I love you and continue to trust God. And we all can say together, he's still God. So y'all just be blessed and just continue to just know that God is real and we are his people. He said, because I'm calling my people and the sheep of my pasture. So we are the children of God. And if you need or know someone that needs God, continue, and just call and just say, encourage someone. Call and tell someone that God is real. Call and tell someone to trust God in this pandemic and that whatever's going on. Tell them to trust God because still God. Well, people of God, I love you on tonight. God loves you best. And like my Bishop Tolliver and Bishop Burt says, if you can't say nothing nice, don't say nothing at all. Amen. Amen. So we're going to just say this, and I'm going to end it with prayer. And we're just going to just trust God and whatever's going on. Thank you for the hearts. Thank you for the hearts. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God loves you. Thank you for the hearts. As you probably can tell, I was kind of nervous, but let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, God, we just thank you, Lord God, on tonight, God. God, we just thank you, Lord God, for your word, God. We just thank you, Lord God, for what you said, God, and for what you have done, God. Oh, God, we know, God, that it's nothing about me, God, but it's all about you, God. God, we just thank you, Lord God, for your love. God, we just thank you for your blood, Lord God, that you have shed on Calvary, Lord God, over 2,000 years ago, God. God, if anyone, Lord God, on this line, Lord God, that wasn't saved, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to just save them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, give them mind and heart, Lord God, to just want to say, I surrender. In the name of Jesus, I just want them to say, Lord God, it's about you, God, but it's not about me, God. I give my heart to you. I give my soul to you, and I'm trusting in you. And, God, we just thank you, Lord God, for your people, Lord God. Oh, God, continue, Lord God, to just bless them, Lord God. Continue to raise them up, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, let everyone, Lord God, under the sound of my breath, God. Oh, God, just continue, Lord God, to serve you, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, to know, God, that it's about you, God. And know, God, that you are on the throne. And, God, we just thank you for all things. In Jesus' name, Thank God and be blessed. Amen. Love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, man of God, for that prayer.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
God is so awesome. You may have been nervous, but God used you on tonight, man of God. I just want you to know
that. Thank God for that. Yes, thank God.
God used you so the devil got so mad he shut my phone down.
Oh, wow.
I had to go get the phone that barely got juice on it to call back to hear what he was saying. But God used you on tonight. Let God have his way. Like you say, I am still God. I thank you for your encouragement. I thank you for what your mama put down in you. I thank you.
Yes, thank you, God.
Let her be your first sight of Christ. I thank you for us to wake up because do you hear God calling? Thank you for reminding us
thank you, God.
God is calling, that there's nothing new under the sun. We should always plan while we're waiting for God to return. Thank you for reminding us to hear with God in the nighttime when we're quiet. That's when we're not talking and we can hear what God is saying. Remind us for that. And we just need to know that we can hear God's voice. God, teach us how to hear your voice. Thank you for teaching us. Don't get so caught up in ourselves we forget somebody else is going through something.
Yes, you're right, cuz. You're right.
Encourage them. I just called to pray for you. Whether they
thank you.
But you did what God had instructed the man of God to tell you what to do. I thank you,
God.
How to say, God, come stay with me. Come stay in my house as long as you have to, as long as you want to. God, I want you to stay here as long as I need you to, because some things in my house needs to remember that, God, you are here. I thank you, God, for that.
Thank you, cousin. Thank you, thank you.
Still trust God. No matter what.
Yes, we got to trust God,
Yes,
so
Lord.
At this time,
this
I'm going to pause and just stop for a second because I know there's other people that want to just give you words of encouragement and to just speak into your life right now. So you all can unmute your phone, start speaking into the man of God's life. Please tell us who you are so that we would know who's speaking into his life. Go ahead.
Ann Mosley.
Go ahead.
This is Ann.
Go ahead, Ann.
Hi, Minister Lawrence. You did great. I thank God and praise him. Don't give up. You're doing a good work. Don't come down. No matter
thank
how
you, Miss Fraser.
I love you. I love you.
Yes,
now let me pray
for
you. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, right now we're standing in the gap for our brother Minister Lawrence. And Father, he's doing a great work. Father God, anything that his soul is crying out to right now, Father God, we ask you in the name of Jesus, if it's your will, do it. Father God, keep him. Protect him and his family, Father God. There's so much going on in this world. We know you see it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, don't let him stop. Keep him and protect him, God.
Cover
him in your blood, Father.
Oh,
in the mighty name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over your life. And Satan, I command you with all the power that's in within me to take your hands off God's son. He belong to God. And I command you by the blood of Jesus to take your hand off of him. I'm not asking you to do nothing. I command you to do it. I plead the blood over his life right now, Satan. I command you by the blood of Jesus.
Yes, God.
And any weapon that's formed against you shall not prosper. Keep up the good work, David. We love you. We love you.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Glory to your name, Jesus. We give
you
glory.
Thank you, God.
Send him a little old signal, my little
God. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
glory
Jesus.
Glory to your name,
thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus.
We
thank
praise
you, Jesus.
You. We worship you.
Thank
we honor you. We magnify
God.
Your name, Lord.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Lord,
yes,
we
God.
Need you right now like
yes,
never before,
yes,
people.
Yes,
so
God.
Many people, Father God,
oh,
is
yes,
going
God.
Through our black men, God.
Yes, God.
Lord, some white, it doesn't
oh, yes,
matter.
God.
You people down here, Father God, you said
yes,
like
God.
A minister Long said, if my people, which you call
yes,
by
God.
My name, shall humble
yes.
themselves
yes,
and
God.
Pray,
yes, God.
Seek your face, turn
yes,
from their wicked ways,
yes,
then you'll hear from heaven. Forgive our
yes,
sins
God.
And hear the land.
Woo,
Father God,
yes,
in the name
yes,
of
God.
Jesus, he's
yes,
seeking
God,
you, Lord,
of...
and we are
yes,
praying.
God.
Heal
yes,
our
God.
Land, Father God,
Woo,
heal it
yes,
in the name
God.
Of Jesus.
Yes,
heal our land, Father
yes,
God.
God.
We trust
heal,
you. We trust you, God, to the God that did not lie. Father
yes,
God, we trust you. And each and
yes,
every one
God.
On this line, Father God, bless them. Bless them,
yes,
God.
God. Bless
whatever
God.
Going on in their family, bless them, Jesus.
Yes,
in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus, we pray. We love y'all.
Yes,
bye-bye.
God.
That's it.
Yes, yes thank
okay,
you, God.
Amen.
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 Yes, God.
Woo. Amen. Ooh, Lord,
thank
you.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Mm. Glory to your name,
yes,
Jesus.
God. Thank you.
Woo, Lord, we thank you, Lord.
Hey.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, sweet Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Mm,
Lord,
thank you,
Lord. Thank
you, Lord. Thank
you,
Lord.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm going to say I'm
you.
Sorry because I'm not.
All right.
I'm,
yes,
I ain't telling that lie. Come on.
Yes, God.
Is there anyone else that have anything they want to speak into this man's life on the night and encourage him? Please do so now.
This is Bishop Tolliver.
Praise God.
Yes,
I'd just like to say this
right.
Minister.
Hearing that powerful word in prayer, also by the woman of God, I'm almost speechless. I just want to encourage you, man, as I always do, to just keep on holding up the bloodstained banner. Don't come down,
yes,
as was
Lord.
Said previously. You have what it takes. You just have to remind yourself that you got it. What God has put in you was put in you before you were even born. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. So just be encouraged,
Woo.
Man, that what God has put in you will work, and it does work every time you use it. If you notice, man, it worked. It worked. It may have seemed like it didn't, but you got the word out. It was
exactly, wow.
Right now, and it was
God.
The word that was needed for his people. And thank you for that word. Mm-hmm. Be blessed.
Yes, bless God.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, God.
Thank you,
thank you Bishop.
Mm-hmm. We know it took courage for you to get out there and couldn't do it without God. I'm sorry. I just talk so much. Go ahead.
Minister Margo, you were trying to some encouraging words. Go ahead, Minister Margo.
I just wanted to say that was a wonderful prayer given by the sister that just spoke in those words by the other minister. This is Minister Margo, and I just want to encourage my cousin to keep doing what God has called you to do. Don't
thank you, cousin.
Do it,
yes,
as they say,
yes,
do
Lord.
It afraid. Do it afraid.
That's it there. That's
Don't
it.
Worry.
That's it.
Just do what God is telling you to do.
He will. That's it.
He will give you the strength. The courage is there. We come from a family of worshipers. We come from a family that praises God. We come from a family of prayer warriors.
Yes.
And your word tonight to call someone and tell someone and encourage someone is what we need to do. We need to get up and do what God wants us to do, and push through and do it. So be encouraged. God loves you, and he needs you on the battlefield. Amen.
Yes, yes God. Thank you, cousin.
Yes,
I love you.
Thank you so much, Minister. So is there anyone else at this time that would like to encourage this man of God who poured out into us on tonight?
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I don't know if they
Okay, Minister Lawrence, Sister Cecilia, I apologize for being late. I was just trying to give everyone an opportunity to speak. Thank you so much for reminding us to wake up, that he's still God, and what everyone else has said, because like you said, it's not just the pandemic that's going on that got everybody in an uproar. It's like just speaking out. Speaking out about the police brutality, and we could just go on and on and on about the various things that happened. What we experienced as a family when they killed our cousin Emmett Till. I mean, the history, the ministry, and everything that's in our lineage. I just thank God for you. Stay encouraged and stay connected to Minister Sylvia so that God can keep using you to. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And to everyone that's trying to encourage him, thank you for taking that time, because he's asking us to encourage someone. We need to encourage him. Thank you.
That's true. So true, baby.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anyone else?
Thank you, God.
Something at this time?
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Okay, well, this is Minister Sylvia again, as I am the host for this ministry for Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron. Minister Lawrence, I want to tell you I thank you for following protocol. I thank you for telling me what we needed to do to get you to be able to speak on this youth Monday. I thank you for accepting the invitation. And like I said,
this,
the instructions of what we needed to do so that you would be in order under your ministry. And I thank your ministry for releasing you to do this, because a lot of times we come up with excuses of where we're not at. We are doing where we are caught up at. And you said it yourself. We say all the time, I minister to myself first. You said it yourself.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear I'm trying.
Yeah.
I thank you being a living witness of your own ministry on tonight, because the devil wanted you to be nervous. He wanted you to be shaky. He wanted you to be people stepped up on Facebook and started giving you the hearts and the thumbs, because me and you been talking back and forth. I know he's been trying to say nobody want to hear from you, baby. Everybody needs to hear.
Yeah.
He didn't want to tell nobody what God was saying.
Yeah, he's right. So
I thank God that a release has been released in your spirit. I thank God for that Holy Ghost hook that's been put in your heart long ago for your mama praying for you all.
Yes,
I thank God that you stepped on what God is putting into you. So I just want to
thank you, God.
Everyone else just said, I thank God for the prayer from the bishop. I thank God for the prayer. I'm just going to call her Mother Moore. I don't even know who she is. But she laid a prayer down. And I thank God that she didn't forget about nobody else on the line. She said, whatever they need, God. That's what this ministry is. This is a vision of Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser, or should I say Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, that she saw years ago. That our lineage carry. We are the lineage of Cecilia. We know what our family was built on, based on, and birthed in. And for us to put it out there now, I thank God that your generation is not ashamed of our father. I thank God for that. I thank God for that.
And I
could go on and on and on. I'm like, I'm going to call a Mother Moore. I could talk. I've been
annoyed.
That's okay, baby. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
And
my name is Mosley, too. Go ahead.
And Mosley,
Yes. I just want you to know that all day, God had been putting in my spirit, because I thought about you earlier, and the song he put in my spirit today was, "Come by here, my Lord. Come
wow.
by here.
Yes, Lord.
Come by here,
yes,
my Lord.
Lord.
Come by
here. Come by here.
Come by here, my Lord.
Lord.
Come by here. Lord.
Lord.
Come by here.
Come by here. Somebody
need
you, dear Lord.
Lord. Somebody
yes,
need you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm here.
Yeah.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Come by here. Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord, come by here.
Look here, baby.
Yeah.
Come by here, dear Lord. Come
if
by
I...
here.
Hey.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank,
thank
you, God.
Thank,
thank
God.
You, Lord God.
He put in my spirit on today.
Yeah.
And I've been singing that all day long. So just
ooh,
know.
He sure came.
Woo-hoo. Yes.
He did.
Yeah, God.
So as we go to sleep tonight, when we're sleeping and slumbering, God's going to come by here.
Yes, yes. Thank yes, God. Thank you, God.
I didn't even know why God put that old song in my heart until
yeah.
I told you. That's why God. That boy said in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, I thank you.
Yes,
I thank
God. Thank you, God.
I'm going to ask one more time before I give the final remarks, and I'm going to ask the man of God, did he want to pray again, or did he want the bishop or someone to pray for him? So, pastor, minister, what do you do after I give the final remarks? Do you want to pray, or you want somebody to pray for you, or have you already prayed for us?
If Bishop Tolliver is on the line, he can go ahead.
Okay, well, let me give our final remarks, and
okay.
then I will call Tolliver to pray. Okay,
okay,
this is a ministry, like I said, it's Iron Sharpening Iron, Smile 3E.
Yeah.
On Monday nights, we are here every Monday from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have different ministers on the service any given Monday. The first Monday of the month is Dr. Serena Wright. The second Monday of the month is Pastor Servant Troy Thomas. The third Monday of the month is Minister Margot McCord. The fourth Monday of the month is myself, Minister Sylvia Kaiser. And when we have a fifth Monday, we have a youth minister, which I'm going to be talking to Minister Seabury about that, if he don't mind. That's a later conversation. I would like to let
right.
you all that our missionary, Linda Handy, has a prayer line every Friday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, Sundays at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. The phone number to that prayer line is 605-313-4818. The number again is 605-313-4818. The code to that phone number is 647-147. The code again, 647-147. We also have a prayer partner, which is Dr. Loretta Pickett. She is a pastor with God is Real Ministry. She has a daily prayer line that's Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Her scripture that her prayer line is based on is 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. Her phone number is 425-436-6341. Her number is 425-436-6341. The code to that line is 660925. Code number 660925. Pastor Servant Troy Thomas. He has worship service on Sundays at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time at 4344 West Madison Street, 60624 at Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, and that's every other Sunday. We also have Dr. Serena Wright, which is one of the ministers on this line. She has written a book. Please look at her page. She has the information, and you can go to these three places to get it. It's called The Last Prescription You Will Ever Need. Her email is give to Africa at yahoo.com. That's G-I-V-E, the number 2, A-F-R-I-C-I-A at yahoo.com. Her Facebook page is Dr. Serena Wright. That's D-R-C-Y-R-E-N-E, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. Her IM is the same as her Facebook, Dr. Serena Wright. And with that being said, we want you to know we love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it. The foundational scripture for this ministry is Matthew 6 and 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things
all right,
shall be And with that being said, we're going to call on the bishop to close us out in prayer. And when he finished, the only thing left to say is good night. Bishop.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, in thee we live, we move, and have our being. On you we trust. You are our leaning post. And Father, we just thank you for tonight. We thank you for your word on tonight. Your word heals, your word saves, your word delivers, your word sets free. Thank you for your word on tonight. Thank you for a rhema word. And God, we thank you that your word is so great that it doesn't only work for tonight, but God, your word is going to help us even on our tomorrow. And God, we just pray tonight that as we sleep, Lord, that you would give us rest to our bodies and rest to our minds. Let us rest in peace. Because, Lord, you don't sleep, nor do you slumber. So, Lord, we trust you tonight to deal with every affair that's in our life. We lift up our every concern to you, casting all our cares upon you because you care for us. Thank you for caring.
God.
Thank you for caring for us, God. Thank you for being concerned about us.
Thank you, Lord,
for coming to see
thank
about
you,
us.
Thank you, Lord.
You may not come when we want you, but
God,
you're always on time.
Always.
Thank you for being an on-time
Jesus.
God.
Thank you, God, for being on time
in our body. Thank you for healing on time. Thank you for delivering on time. Thank you for making ways on time.
Thank you, Lord.
Making ways and opening doors on time. Thank you for turning things
you,
around
Lord.
On time. Thank
yeah,
you, God,
God,
that you are
thank
on
you,
time, God.
Yes,
and
God.
We trust you even now. God, we trust you because you've done it before, and we know
God,
that
we
you will
you.
Do it again.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
So we give you praise in advance.
Lord.
We glorify you in advance.
Ooh,
we give you praise.
Yes, Lord.
We glorify you. We lift your name high in
God.
Advance
yes, God.
Because
yes,
we
Lord.
Know, God, you can do it. You can
yes,
do it, God. You,
yes,
you're so
Jesus.
Big, and you're so great,
Woo-hoo.
And you're
yeah,
so
God.
Mighty, and you're so awesome. You can do it, God. We don't have no confidence in man. We have confidence
yes, God.
In God,
yes,
the master
Lord.
Of the universe, the
right,
creator
Bishop.
Of the ends
yes,
of the earth.
Yeah,
we trust
yes,
in
Lord.
You. We,
yes,
we
God.
Lean
yes,
on you. We depend on you.
Yes,
then
God.
You are a liar and a
yeah.
loser. We will not
yes,
lose.
Yeah.
We will not be defeated.
Yeah.
We will not go under. We will not
will
go
not.
In the towel. We
yes,
will
God.
Not weak like we have no hope, but our hope
yes,
is
God.
In God. And
yes,
so, Lord,
God.
We praise you right now. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
thank you for victory
yes, God.
Now.
Thank you.
Thank you for healing
Jesus,
now.
Lord.
Thank you for
thank
making
you,
ways now. Thank
yes.
you, Lord.
Thank
you.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank
you.
Thank
you. It's
you.
Already done. And
yeah.
by faith, it's already done.
Yeah.
And we praise you in advance. We don't wait till the battle's over. We shout
yes,
now. We glorify
yes,
you now in the
yes,
name
God, right
of
now,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Christ, in the name of Jesus. Not
yeah,
in Buddha.
Yes,
not
Lord.
In Muhammad.
Yes.
Not in Confucius. Not in
yes,
Sun Yam Moon, not in Rasta, but God,
yes,
we trust
God.
In you in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Pray.
Yeah. God,
pray
oh,
thank
God.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
In the name
Everybody
of Jesus.
Everybody is done in Jesus' name.
Yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Pray,
and
God.
Yes.
We can sleep well tonight.
Yes.
Well, it was
well,
wonderful,
love y'all,
family. All. We love you, too. Love all of you.
Praise God.
I love all of you.
God. And you, and okay. you got
Good
me
night,
on the
you.
Fifth.
Huh?
I said, you got me on every fifth of the month, if you need me.
God.
Okay, thank God. For, thank you. I'll put you down for the fifth.
All right, thank you. All right. I love y'all. Okay.
Love you, too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Praise God.